Welcome to the Atlanta News First podcast, where we cover breaking news, live events, and your community stories. Everything you need to stay in the know while on the go. One of the country's fastest growing sports will soon have a home in Metro Atlanta. The city of Roswell partnering up with the United Soccer League to explore the possibility of developing a women's soccer stadium and entertainment district. City council members unanimously approved a letter of intent with USL, granting an exclusive 9-month negotiation period. If an agreement is reached, the stadium will host a USL Super League women's team and a USL Championship men's team. Here's Roswell Mayor Kurt Wilson.
Thank you for joining us today. I'd like to introduce the Deputy CEO of the United Soccer League, Justin Papadakis. Justin, please come join me, as well as, I'd also like to introduce our esteemed City Council, which is a critical part of the leadership team. Mr. Knighton, you met our senior city administrator. Mr. Will Mortland, City Councilman. Ms. Christine Hall, Ms. Lee Hills, and Mr. Alan Sells, and David Johnson will be joining us shortly, as well as Sarah Beeson. All six of these city council people have been a critical part of the leadership team and making things happen in the past year. So we are incredibly indebted for their leadership and for making this fantastic soon-to-be partnership a reality. Just a key few pieces of notes that I want to share with you. The City of Roswell has been selected to enter into a letter of intent, LOI, with the United Soccer League to potentially bring both a women and men's professional soccer team along with a soccer/multi-purpose stadium anchored by a mixed-use development to the City of Roswell. The City of Roswell was chosen and approached by the USL about the possibility of bringing both women and men's professional soccer teams to the City of Roswell as part of a soccer multi-purpose stadium anchored mixed-use development. The City of Roswell is entering into an LOI with the United Soccer League to exclusively negotiate, bringing professional women and men's soccer to Roswell as part of a soccer/multi-purpose, again, stadium anchored mixed-use development. The City's being incredibly transparent with the community on the negotiations for bringing professional women and men's soccer teams to Roswell, and the City is in the early stages of negotiations. If an agreement is reached, the stadium will be home to Georgia's first professional women's soccer team competing in the Division I sanctioned USL Soccer League, Super League. Currently, the Metro Atlanta area is the largest market in the United States without a professional women's soccer team. The possibility of bringing professional women's and men's soccer to Roswell, along with a soccer multi-purpose stadium anchored mixed-use development, will be an economic driver for the City of Roswell, for North Atlanta, for Fulton County, and for the state of Georgia. The stadium will include in the development project at least a 10,000-foot stadium, and we believe that we will build the largest, single, most intentional-purposed women's soccer professional stadium in the world. A site for the entertainment district and multi-use stadium has not been selected. Finding a suitable site will be part of the negotiation process. It is too early to project the cost of the entertainment district and stadium at this time. The City will explore all options along with the USL through the negotiation process. USL clubs bring transformational community impact. Clubs become a source of civic pride, elevate communities, and impact society from youth to adults. Soccer fandom has and continues to grow in the United States, outpacing other major sports. Soccer is now the number two favorite sport to watch among Americans 18 to 34 years old. And I'll reiterate, today is a great day for the state of Georgia, for Fulton County, for the North Atlanta region, our sister cities, Alpharetta, Johns Creek, Milton, Mountain Park, Sandy Springs, and of course for the city of Roswell. And I'd also like to introduce somebody else special. I'm going to ask two more people I want to introduce to you that I'm going to ask to be part of the conversation. I'd like to ask the Fulton County Manager, Dick Anderson, to come join us because Fulton County has been an integral part of this process. Dick, please come join us. And I'd like to also introduce, as well as Justin, the Deputy CEO. David, welcome. Glad you're here. I'd like to ask Peter Surkoff, Principal of SEER, to come join us, who's been an integral part of both the real estate and sports part of the strategy and implementation of making this day happen. And at this, and at this time, I'd like to introduce my friend, Deputy CEO Justin Papadakis. Justin, thank you. Thank you.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining this really exciting day. The best part about my job is that we get to grow the game of soccer all across the country on both the boys and girls and men and women's side. But today is extra special because we get to do it in my hometown. And so I grew up in Horseshoe Bend, and when we thought about Atlanta, we knew that Atlanta had so much potential. Atlanta United has done a fantastic job of turning Atlanta into the top soccer city in the country. And so when we looked at how to do this, especially on the women's side, we had to get that right, and we had to get the right city partner to match the vision that we had, an expectation that we have for soccer here in North Atlanta. And we found that with the mayor and with the city of Roswell, there's still a lot of work to do. But today's the start of what will be the preeminent USL club on both the women's and men's side. And I think there is a strong path to, as the mayor said, have the largest women anchored stadium and entertainment district in the world. That's exciting, and that can happen right here in Roswell. So on behalf of the USL, I just want to thank the mayor, the city council, for the opportunity for me to come full circle and bring the world's game here to Roswell and create an entertainment district that the city of Roswell and all of North Atlanta can enjoy week in and week out in, and hopefully a state-of-the-art, beautiful stadium. So again, so honored to be part of this, you know, historic day. And again, thank you to the mayor and the council for the trust and belief in the USL and for advancing women's soccer. Thank you so much.
Dick, we are so pleased and delighted with the partnership that we have with Fulton County, and by the great leadership that Dick Anderson, as the Fulton County manager, presides over our great county. And so I've asked Dick to say a few words. So Dick, would you come join us?
Thank you, and on behalf of Fulton County, welcome to the USL. As a former resident of Horseshoe Bend and a current resident of Roswell, I'm particularly proud to be here. It's a great day in Roswell. We've been briefed on the potential of this earlier. And like many things, sometimes you think, is this a dream or reality? And clearly it was reality. So congratulations, Mayor and City Council, for a terrific, terrific event. And more importantly, what this means for the future of our I underline that great city and county. And we'll commit from Fulton County anything that is needed to help this along. So again, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much. At this time, I'd like to introduce someone who's been instrumental in our strategy, both on the real estate side and the sports side, and has been an absolutely invaluable resource in guiding the city through this very delicate and elaborate process. I'd like to introduce Peter Surikoff of Sierra. Peter.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us today. In particular, Justin, City Council, Mayor Wilson. I know it takes a complex coalition of people to come together to arrange something like this when the vision is this big. And the stakes are this big. And I think we have an incredible team who's amassed to do that today. As a Roswell resident whose family grew up here as well, I'm extraordinarily excited, pardon me, to be a part of this and to imagine what could possibly come. We'll also say I'm the father of three daughters, so I'm especially excited about the possibility of women's soccer here and what that means. And in particular, in the USL, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk about this a little later. Women being paid at parity with the men's league, I think, is an extraordinary thing that the league is doing. Pardon me, and something that Roswell leading the way with will be fantastic for the entire city. So thank you very much.
I would be remiss if I just didn't acknowledge some very important people in the room that have been part of this process. Our senior leadership team, besides Mr. Knight, includes Mr. Jeff Leatherman, Ms. Sharon Izzo, the leadership from Roswell Inc., from Steve Stroud, our city attorney, David Davidson, our transportation department director, Jeff Littlefield, our comms director, Julie Breckville, and in the mayor's office, Mr. Jamie Gazzetti and Katrina Singletary would be absolutely, yes. And want to make sure that our economic development director is not with us today. His back has gone out, Daryl Conley, who's done a superb job, as well as we have fantastic economic organizations in both the RDA and the DDA. Mr. Andy McGarry here today, head of the RDA, is glad to have his leadership as well. Andy Williams from the CVB. All these people play an instrumental part of where we are today and where we'll be going tomorrow. And one of the principal focuses of Roswell is trying to interweave a very delicate and long-term economic strategy. And part of that is to have this incredible city, which 100,000 people enjoy. And then we say, what does this look like in 20 years? And part of that is to have, again, very elegant economic strategy where you begin real transformation of changing some of the economic dynamics in the city. But you do so without changing the undercurrent of what people love about the city they live in. And so I'm very proud of this tremendous group of people who have provided such leadership on this issue. And you'll continue to see more to come that I think you're going to find very, very, very welcoming. So at this time, we're going to do something fun before we take questions. I believe we have a presentation, Justin, on the soccer balls.
Yes.
Yes. And I believe the soccer ball that you see in front of you is the men's soccer ball for the United Soccer League, and the women's league starts in August, if I'm not correct. And
correct.
That new soccer ball will be presented then at that time.
Correct.
So right now, what are we going to do with these balls?
We want to officially present you a USL ball, and thank you for the opportunity to have USL as part of the Roswell community.
Thank you, Justin, very much. Thank you.
A couple years I'll be here but with a trophy.
Well, I think you mentioned that this is the Roswell, the North Atlanta team is going to be a premier franchise for the USL. And one of the things I can tell that this is unexpected. So Sarah is not with us today, and Sarah's the liaison for public safety. Lee is the former liaison for public safety. And so they're always trying to get the police and fire in some kind of competitive battle. And so last year we had a dodgeball game that ended up in serious injury on both sides of the equation. So we've been trying to figure out, how do we have a battle of the badges? And I think, Justin, you have presented what the new answer is going to be.
Yeah.
We're going to wear out these poor ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to have a full-fledged soccer game this year for the battle of the badges for the men's and women's, for Roswell Fire and Police.
So. And we brought them a ball as well.
Oh, outstanding. All right. So at this time, we're here to take any questions anybody might have from the media. So we're here. Thanks.
Justin, question for you. Could you elaborate a little bit more on why specifically you selected Roswell versus going into the state of Atlanta or other parts of the metro?
Sure. So when we were looking at Atlanta, a couple of factors really came to mind. Is one, Atlanta United really shows the potential for soccer in the city. Then I think a lot of credit has to go to the Braves for really showing the potential of the stadium anchor development. That's been the core thesis of USL and how we've grown through stadium anchored entertainment districts. And so when we thought about, you know, location, obviously being from here, had a good underlying knowledge, but these are large and complex problems. And so the city partner is so critical because it's so multidimensional, that, and we had such a large vision for what we wanted to have here because of the potential we saw We didn't know if we could accomplish all of that. We knew Atlanta, again, just as Atlanta United show on the men's side, this would be a top market, soccer market in the country. No doubt we can show that on the women's side. So to have those pieces come together with the city of Roswell, the mayor, the leadership and the council, and to have all of that in my hometown, sometimes the stars align. We still have a lot of work to do, but I think this one just feels right. And again, I think we can really advance women's soccer through having, you know, the largest women's anchored stadium entertainment district. To have that here in Roswell, that's going to be really exciting for fans, for companies, and to showcase the city of Roswell on a national and international level.
Let me just add a follow-up to that, Justin. I think one of the things that's been really interesting is the discipline that the organization has shown, really starting with Councilmembers Hall, Councilmember Hills, Councilmember Mortland, then when Councilmember Beeson came out last year, and then with our new councilmembers, Councilmember Sells, Councilmember Johnson. It takes great discipline because it's very, very tempting and seductive for a municipality or a county to want to get into this game. And you can make a lot of very, very critical mistakes. And so kind of underneath the stewardship of bringing in a really top-notch consultant like Peter, who says, look, this is where municipalities go wrong. This is where counties go wrong. And so to have that guidance to ask the right questions and be very disciplined about the process, I think is a critical piece of this whole equation. So we've really been blessed to have really kind of top-notch leadership and business advisement throughout this process, which is really going to serve this city. It's going to serve North Atlanta, and it's going to serve Fulton County. And again, it's going to serve the state of Georgia. I mean, this is not just about Roswell. This is going to be an impactful project for the state, really for the entire region, and certainly for our sister cities. Alpharetta, Johns Creek, Milton, Sandy Springs are all going to benefit from this in a significant way.
Mayor Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Compared to, say, the Battery over at Cobb and Gas South over in Burnett, what is it that you guys are looking to create here that would be a distinct advantage to, you know, having this be a focal point for entertaining sports?
Such a great question. You know, the Battery is such a great and compelling project, but you know, when the Battery began, it began with very much a retail focus, and the retail market kind of fell out, and so the Battery had to pivot and change what it did, so Ricky had brought in a lot of services. What's interesting about this, and what's really compelling about having USL involved in this, and kind of the vision of USL and the vision of this leadership team, is that this is about, yes, soccer, but yes, it's also about entertainment. It's about bringing a place where you can drop your children off to go watch a soccer game while you go eat, or about, you know what, you can be a corporate entity and we've got a place where you can come have a great event, or guess what? Oh, we're going to have yoga classes. I mean, you name it. This is going to be a true multi-purpose venue in a way that I think is, the envisioning of this is going to be so widespread and so incredible. And there are going to be so many people coming to enjoy this. And by the way, we're going to be having the cooperation of the great state of Georgia, particularly the transportation, because we do have some sites in mind. Obviously, today we're not announcing any of those sites. But all of those sites have transportation requirements that we are part of the process and doing the due diligence of figuring that out. And we'll do that along with Fulton County, and we'll do along with the state of Georgia. But that is being able to facilitate people in and out of our great city in a very productive way.
When you talk about the process and the work, when did all of this start?
Well, it really started when some people decided to run for city council and mayor, who aren't very bright, that are standing next to me, and said, you know, really for 20 years, this great city's had a lot of great plans. And this leadership team had the gumption and the gall and the audacity to start executing some of those plans and creating newer plans and bigger plans. So the answer to that question is really began in July of 2021. When some of these people decided to run for office. The practical answer is it's been about over a year, approximately, in terms of the specific project.
And also, you know, we've been talking about the professional teams. This is also going to be a development that benefits youth soccer as well, I believe you guys said, correct? There's going to be a whole lot for for the kids, correct?
Your visioning is so perfect. That's exactly right. This is not just about having a professional men and women soccer team. That's a big part of it. It's an anchor. It's also about having a true entertainment district, but not just entertainment just in terms of having retail and concerts, which is going to be a big part of this. It's truly, really like creating a, what's the word, Peter, that you use? The town flag? What do you call that?
Town hall.
Town hall. Really creating a centerpiece of focus for activity of all kinds, for families and for everyone.
Once a site is determined, how do you plan on engaging the nearest residential community?
Very carefully. I think like this process is to be open, public, to use the word transparent, to continue to engage every part of your community, to let them know what's going on so they're not surprised. Obviously, I'm not telling anybody anything they don't know. Real estate site selection is a delicate process. And the reality is we have several sites that we are considering. And once one of those sites begins to be consummated, we will work very diligently with the local community who might be impacted by that and say, hey, this is what's going on. So thank you for the question, Edna.
I have a question for Mr. Conrad.
Absolutely.
My sports desk wanted to ask you, you know, Atlanta is becoming very, very rapidly a location for soccer, whether it's for FIFA, whether it's for United. Do you have any concerns that there could be too much soccer in the area?
Well, I think to start with, it is true there's a lot of, there is men's soccer happening in Atlanta. But to the question earlier, it's so important that the tens of thousands of little girls who play, I have a five-month-old myself, they can go and say, if I work hard, if I put the extra practice in, I can play on ESPN just like the boys can. And so I think we do need to make sure that, I think there's been so much investment in men's sports across the country, and definitely in Georgia and Atlanta. And so to have a stadium that provides an equal platform for the women to showcase and have a first-class fan experience is critical. I think to your question, though, that will bring more soccer. One unique aspect about soccer is that not only do you have the league matches, but you also have international friendlies, and there's something called the Club World Cup, which is the World Cup like you're familiar with, which is country versus country, but they're now starting a women's club version of that like they have on the men's side. And because this team is Division I, they'll be able to play in that. And so you have the big clubs from around the world, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Arsenal, and to have a club based in Roswell as part of that conversation, that's really exciting. And so I think there will be more soccer. It'll be soccer that's closer to home for all of North Atlanta. But this will also be about concerts and other types of entertainment, graduations, that we can program this venue to appeal to the interests of a wider demographic beyond just soccer.
From a professional perspective, how do you feel the FIFA games will help impact the greater awareness of soccer throughout the state, and the, you know, what the ripples of the Olympics were for the state? How do you feel that will impact the future of your project?
So the World Cup, that's the men's World Cup that's coming in 2026, will be a fantastic bookend to the 1994 World Cup, which was brought here to stimulate the growth of men's soccer. And the progress that the men have made over that period has been unbelievable. I think, again, it's really important to delineate the investment on women's soccer it's growing very quickly, but is definitely nowhere near the men's side is. The city of Roswell's commitment to dramatically fixing that situation is a testament, I think, to the values of Roswell. But this stadium will be the, you know, we call it the community living room, that we're going to bring all of Atlanta and the surrounding area in so they can watch these amazing women's athletes on a week in and week out basis, in addition to international friendlies and all sorts of other soccer programming on both the men's and women's side.
Just as a follow-up, and just kind of like the venues will be, as you continue to see this unfold, you'll see the execution of planning will be elaborate in terms of the entertainment piece. So kind of a stadium of this size is a sweet spot really for concerts, for being able to be able to use this particular facility on an ongoing basis, not on for 30 or 40 or 60 nights a year, but literally around the clock, around the year. Any other questions? Well, we certainly appreciate everyone being here today. Thank you for joining us for this very exciting day. Am I forgetting anything, Christine?
I think you got it covered. All right. Good job, Mayor.
Okay. So thank you all for being with us. Like I said, it's a great day for the state of Georgia. It's a great day for Fulton County. And by the way, thanks for Samir Abdullah, who is the Economic Development Chairman for Fulton County, for joining us as well. Thank you all for being with us. It's a great day for the city of Roswell and for our sister cities. Thank you so much.
You've just been listening to Atlanta News First. For more on this story, download the Atlanta News First app.